Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I am still in love with Galen, yes.
Oh, absolutely still in love with him. I don't think I ever stopped, but I don't think I ever would have denied that.
I would give it another shot.
On, off, like the flick of a switch. We all know those types of relationships. You're up, you're down, you're back up, you're back down. You're together, then you're broken up. You're hopelessly in love until you're cropping them out of Instagram pics and vowing to your friends that this is the last time you two will ever speak again. But it's not. Breakups, am I right? They're messy, complicated, sometimes humorous, often heartbreaking, mostly for the best, and always entertaining to others. And that's where we come in. Welcome to the X Games. Yes, that's X with an EX. A podcast about dating and breakups in which everyone plays and absolutely no one wins. I'm Caitlin Colley, Elite Daily's editor-at-large, and I'm here to walk you through both sides of a breakup story and hopefully end up somewhere near the truth. Each week, we'll examine a new ill-fated relationship. Both parties will say their piece separately as we attempt to thread together a narrative and pinpoint where it all went wrong. Afterward, we'll let them listen to each other and then finally and honestly have it out. For our second episode, we'll be talking to Evan and his one that got away, Galen. Evan and Galen met in their Texas high school, dated, broke up, dated again, and broke up again over the course of a decade, a divorce, and a million and a half will they or won't theys. So what exactly happened to their love-hate romance? As anyone who's ever gotten into, and subsequently out of, a relationship knows, there are at least two sides to every story.
Well, the first time I met Galen, if I'm not incorrect, I'm pretty sure it was at church.
We first met at church. We were like both 15, and he was best friends with one of my good friends.
My good buddy, Gabe.
And he was the super popular person, so I never made eye contact with him.
She's got this awesome charisma. Makes you want to talk to her. Basically, as soon as I met her, I wanted trying to pursue a relationship basically from the get-go, and she seemed like she didn't even want to talk to me. I don't know.
I just sort of like would hover around in the area that he was in and then have to like quickly run away whenever he would like make eye contact with me.
Like every time I try and talk to her, she'd say like very, very short answers and then walk away.
Oh my God, that guy is so attractive. Don't make eye contact, Galen. You're such a weirdo.
She's grown into a more of a beautiful woman as opposed to she used to be kind of cute and mousy.
Yeah. And eventually we finally started talking because I got over my nerves.
I'd say persistence was definitely important there. The first time we ever really talked was also the first time we kissed, was also basically the first time we started dating.
We had talked a little here and there, but we really, I guess, connected on New Year's Eve.
We were at a church.
We were having like a lock-in at the church.
Where everybody is supposed to be, you know, good-intentioned young Catholics.
So we were in like the church hall where we were supposed to be doing PG things.
I can assure you that that was most certainly not me.
And instead, we were talking all night and he was my New Year's Eve kiss.
I somehow managed to finagle a kiss out of her.
Remember, we didn't sleep at all, so.
We were just laying on the floor talking. Getting yelled at by the chaperones. Because we'd get yelled at, and then I'd scoot closer to her. And I'd get yelled at, so I'd have to scoot back, and I'd scoot closer to her.
We had like 3 hours of sleep, and then we talked all day, and then we went to the movies, and it just sort of like made sense for us to go out.
Yeah, the next day, basically, I took her on a date, I think.
There was never really like a question or a time period of like, talking for a while. We talked, we kissed, we like each other, we're going out.
Evan and Galen's love story began at church. No, it isn't the romantic setting you'd expect, But when you're a teenager, it's all about opportunity. And a church-organized sleepover provided just that. And if you're wondering how one kiss tumbled into a full-blown relationship, try and remember the awkward hormonal rush that is being a teenager.
Well, we were only 15, so I think my favorite things to do with him were little kid stuff, like going to the park or to the movies together and being with our friends.
We spent a lot of time like just walking around.
He really enjoyed going to the corn maze for whatever reason. That always sticks out in my head.
Oh, yeah. That was a good place to go. But it's kind of like a little tinge of distaste there, because we had the last date that we went on the first time we broke up, and it was the worst date of all time. Nobody was happy.
What could go wrong in a corn maze? Let's put a pin in that for a moment and enjoy more of the good before we dive into the bad. What were their good memories?
I have a couple, actually.
Best moment was...
She had at a Sweet 16.
And at every Sweet 16, you have like the father-daughter dance.
She had a father-daughter dance. And then I wanted to dance with her.
And so literally right as my father-daughter dance was ending, he like came on and had the DJ play a specific song for us to dance to.
Like I wanted to show her family that I loved her. So I went and I asked the DJ to play a song.
And I wasn't expecting that at all.
I think it was a John Legend song.
And he was always like very romantic doing things like that.
Probably maybe Stay With You. That would be my guess.
So that has always like stuck in my heart and in my head.
There's other small things. I remember I have a memory in my head of her going upstairs at my house. She went into like my room and changed, and then came out a beautiful adult woman. I was like flabbergasted.
Okay, flabbergasted, sure. But was Evan in love? Apparently enough to tell Galen he was, only 1 month into the relationship.
He did. He said, I love you first. We weren't even going out that much. So when he first told me he loved me, I was not expecting it.
So it was, I think it was at my house.
But we were hanging out at his house.
And there was people over.
We were all like leaving the room. And he held me back.
And I pulled her aside.
And like sat me down for a serious conversation. And I just knew. I was like, oh my God, he's going to break up with me. I just know it. Like, I did something wrong. This is it. And he was just talking like the typical, like, you mean a lot to me. And like, I know we've had our problems and like that type of thing. And I was like, it's coming. It's coming.
And I told her that I loved her.
And that's when he said, I love you. And I remember not being prepared for what to say after, because I didn't feel like I was ready to say I love you.
And she was like, that's great, or something like that.
So instead, I just gave him a kiss.
And then she kissed me.
And I wanted to avoid the whole like, oh, thank you, like Rory Gilmore type thing. So I just like said thank you and said I feel the same. Because I wasn't even sure if he knew what I love you meant at that time.
I kind of saw it coming a little bit, that she wasn't going to say it. Because I knew it was a little bit early, but I told her because I wanted to.
Okay, saying I love you 1 month into a relationship might be a major red flag, but it's high school. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt here. It might even be sweet, but over the course of the next couple months, things got a bit more complicated.
He was almost a man whore back in high school.
So I was not a good person in high school. Like, I was super cocky, really mean.
So I caught him like a few times, like seriously flirting with a few girls. And so that had caused fights with us. And you know how in high school, like flirting is like basically cheating. I mean, he was just really popular. He went to private school, so he knew a bunch of girls.
I remember her catching me texting a couple people.
I think our problem started when I cheated on him after I met him at church camp. I then went to this debate thing where I cheated on him at debate camp. So I like made out with this other guy. And it was like a guy he was friends with that also went to the all boys school.
And I remember catching her texting one person specifically.
Super cool, Galen.
That I was pretty pissed about.
And it was a guy who like weeks before he had been like, I don't like the way you guys are talking, like, and expressing his concerns.
So that at the time kind of qualified as cheating. you saw your significant other talk, like texting somebody, one, you'd have questions about what else was going on, and two, you'd wonder why they were doing it in the first place.
Never in my mind would I have thought to cheat on Evan, because I was very, very in love with him. But I think it sort of placed it in my mind that, like, oh, there are other possibilities out there besides Evan.
Finally, the drama only 16-year-olds can feel. The best part? Evan seems to have no recollection of this cheating incident. And of course, we're going to bring it up again when we get them back in the same room.
I ended up telling him in the worst way, I think. We were about to start having sex. And I just, like, started crying and, like, broke down and told him that I had cheated on him. And I think he was very taken aback, but also very angry and hurt. I knew, like, I could see instantly in his face, like, how much I had hurt him.
Oh, did I say that was the best part? I meant this part is. Galen decided to confess that she cheated that one time at debate camp right before they were about to have sex for the first time. And I mean the first time. We're talking virginity here.
That was going to be my first time. But then my first time wasn't until a few days later.
I want to say it was like 6 months into our relationship.
So maybe like 9 months into the relationship.
We lost our virginity at the same time. I hid in a bush until her parents left. I think I might have even climbed through a window. I'm sorry. I was a horny 16-year-old boy. So yeah. And that's got to be part of the reason why, like, we're always going to be so attracted to each other, because we were like, we taught each other basically everything about sex.
After that, it became all about sex almost for us. And so we never really dealt with any of the problems. It was just like anytime we were bored or didn't have something to do, we would be having sex. And so anytime we weren't having sex and had free time to talk, it would be this fight or this like distrust. And I could tell that, like, after cheating, we just both, like, we kind of lost respect for each other, it felt like.
After about a year of dating, which in high school is the equivalent of like a century, the relationship just wasn't working. Remember when I told you to keep that corn maze in mind?
I think he broke up with me.
Sure, it was me that did it. Went to the corn maze.
We were at the corn maze, which was one of our like favorite places to go.
Well, basically, we were felt like we were gunfighters walking past each other, like waiting to see who was going to try and kill the other one first.
And we had been arguing the entire time, just the entire time.
We had been arguing for almost incessantly.
And we were with a bunch of our friends. And so it was really awkward because everyone knew that we were fighting. And so while he was driving me home, he was driving his like dad's minivan. So it was packed with all of our friends. And he walked me to the front door like a gentleman.
Basically, we just broke up at her doorway.
And just broke up with me on my front porch and was like, basically, it was like, okay, like I had a good time. And I was like, yeah, me too. It was fine. Like, I love getting lost in corn. And then he was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. And I was like, yeah, I know. Maybe we should stop going to the corn maze so much. And he was like, no, I can't do us.
I just remember not being happy, like, for a fair extended period of time about anything.
Like, oh, okay. Like, not, I mean, this was my first breakup, so I didn't actually know what that meant.
Neither one of us knew what we wanted or even how to be together.
And he was like, okay, so that's it. We're broken up. And I remember being speechless and being like, okay. And then walked in thinking like he would follow me. And he didn't.
It was just, I guess at that point when we broke up, it was just like a dry spell of happiness.
I was devastated.
I was driving my dad's minivan and then sat in the minivan and cried for like 3 hours. That was terrible.
Everyone was, hyper concerned about me.
I think she didn't. She took it equally hard, if not harder.
Like, I didn't want to, like, put on clothes. I remember.
I never saw her smile. Or I don't remember seeing her smile. I just remember her looking really pissed at me. So, if that's any kind of indication.
Obviously, they were both devastated in their own ways. But Evan moved on a little more quickly than his crying in a minivan might have let on.
like I said, I was a pretty bad person at the time. I ended up trying to date two or three girls right after we broke up.
He started hooking up with other girls and going to my school during his lunch break to bring other girls lunch, which he never did for me. He was fine with the breakup.
I gotta explain, I definitely was not an easy person to get along with back then. I was arrogant and pigheaded.
So it would appear that neither Evan nor Galen handled the breakup all that well. According to Galen, Evan wasn't sad at all. But don't worry, we'll press him for more details later. But in the meantime, we have more story to tell. Because this wasn't the only breakup Evan and Galen had. This was just their first.
One of my really good friends convinced me that I should just try and talk to him. And this was months after breaking up with him. And my friend just convinced me to call him.
And then out of the blue, she called me.
Evan sounded so excited to talk to me.
I was really happy to talk to her.
And that made me so anxious because I was like, okay, best case scenario, he is excited because he's completely over me and is fine with being friends. And that's going to hurt my heart.
And I think the next day or day after that, she called me and just wanted to hang out. So I went and I picked her up and she was like, I got an idea for a place to go.
But I can't remember where.
So she took me just basically to a parking lot. And we just basically just hooked up.
So we dated for almost a year the first time. And then we broke up for about 4 months.
We were separated for 5 months or so.
And then we got back together. And we were together for 6 months.
For another 7 or 8 months or something like that. Maybe not quite that long.
And then broke up. And that was the last time we ever actually dated.
I think we were just too young.
That one took me by even more surprise than the last one.
I think probably that may have been mutual.
We hadn't been fighting.
Not totally amiable, but
it was over text too.
She didn't want to kill me every time she saw me like she did before.
I was pretty pissed.
I didn't really talk to her at all for a long time.
Breakup number two blindsided Galen even more than the first, and they weren't even at a corn maze. So what became of Evan and Galen after their high school breakup?
Basically, I had one girlfriend after her, dated for a little bit, and then I went to college.
We went on a few dates during college.
I found out she was in town. I drove to go see her.
Whenever I was in town, you would come visit?
And then didn't see her again after that for another couple of years.
Evan and Galen saw each other a few times over the course of college, but they were never really in the right place at the right time. And of course, they dated other people. But thanks to the wonderful world of social media, they kept an eye on each other, even when they pretended they didn't.
I didn't keep up with her because I would be jealous. I know that she dated somebody that I went to high school with.
Yeah, I dated a guy for 4 years.
Not a big fan of that guy. Fuck that guy.
And then I dated another guy for 3 years in between that time.
And you know what? Fuck that guy too.
And then I think I've always been comparing them because Evan was always just so sweet and romantic and gentlemanly. And so I've always been seeking that from all other guys. No one's ever measured up. No.
And while Galen was busy comparing every man she ever met to Evan, Evan was dealing with something a little different during his college experience.
I ended up failing out of my classes, leaving that school. I went to a tiny community college and I met my wife. My ex-wife, and we dated for a year. She got pregnant, and so we had a shotgun-type wedding.
Yes. He had a kid. Had a kid. Has a kid. He has a child.
Or not. We didn't have a shotgun wedding.
He got married, but not right away.
We moved in. I quit school. I started working.
I was happy for him because I wanted him to be happy, and he seemed very in love, and yeah. But it was pretty sad.
We were married for about 5 years. And then she left.
Yes. Yes. They're currently going through a divorce.
And that puts us here, basically, a couple months ago.
I would say it's a little complicated because he's getting a divorce. But yeah, I would say we're in our on phase of the on and off dating. If I had to pick which one.
What? It looks like these two exes just don't know how to stay exes. Through several relationships on both ends, a marriage, a kid, a pending divorce, both Evan and Galen kept in touch. But is this rekindling the real deal?
I am still in love with Galen, yes.
Oh, absolutely still in love with him. I don't think I ever stopped, but I don't think I ever would have denied that.
I would give it another shot.
I mean, I think we're kind of rekindling something right now because I just moved closer to home and he is not with anyone right now.
I sent her a direct a DM on Instagram and I saw her picture and just sent her a text to say, hey, how's it going? And she was immediately receptive.
Yes. It's very surreal because it feels so natural.
It's really strange.
Probably because it is my first love, but we've grown so much in the past decade.
It's been 10 years since we were together.
We have not been to the corn maze in like 10 years.
So we're totally different people.
We're completely different people, but still connect.
She's always been on my mind to some degree.
I don't think he would be surprised to know that I'm still in love with him.
Evan and Galen are a love story that just won't quit. It never really worked out before, but is there any chance they could make it now?
I just think we were too young to begin with. Love at 16 is so fleeting that no matter how passionate it is, it's very unlikely that it's actually going to stand the length of time.
I've told Galen before that if we'd have met 5 years later, we'd probably still be together.
So there we have Evan and Galen, a decade-long romance still going strong, even now when they're both 26. When we talked to them 2 weeks ago, they were still very much in love and were ready to dive headfirst back into a relationship. But the thing about on-and-off couples is that they're, well, on and off. We brought them back in the room to discuss corn mazes, first loves, debate camp, virginity, divorce, and that precarious subject of rekindling. And it's as wistful and heart-wrenching and awkward as we hoped it would be. What did each of you get wrong about the recording? Maybe we'll start with you, Galen.
I mean, I definitely cheated on you, Evan. And like in the thing, you were like, oh, I was just flirting on the, and that's not true.
Honestly, not to say that I had forgotten, but just hadn't crossed my mind when we were talking about it.
Good. That's good. Because then it wasn't damaging.
Listening to it was a little bit of a, like an emotional wave. So yeah, I remember specifically the one where we were talking and getting ready to do the deed.
I'm sure it was kind of the same for you, Ev, but because we're in such a big fight right now, it was interesting to listen to.
So you guys are in such a big fight right now.
Yes.
Can we explore this?
Yeah, sure. Well, so for like a month and a half, we've been talking and we've been getting pretty serious lately. I would say very serious. And yesterday we met in a small town in Arizona called Bisbee, which is kind of a halfway point. But the day before that, I had a dreadful lapse in judgment and I kissed another girl and I was talking to her.
Okay. Kissed is not even the correct terminology. I kissed my grandmother.
Yes.
Yes.
So what was the correct terminology?
Yeah, I did. I made out with her.
And like, what happened, Evan? What else happened?
I gave her a hickey.
So anyway, texting
goes without
saying, while he was texting me, and then while we were like holding hands walking through this town, huge asshole move. So we got into a fight about it.
What are your feelings afterwards, Evan? Are you still trying to win Galen's heart, or are we still moving towards something?
That's the plan.
That's the plan. LOL.
Yeah. I told Galen that I still love her.
I'm like still really pissed. But then also I was talking to my best friend about this and she kind of showed me that I wasn't completely faultless because I did I mean, I want to apply for The Bachelor, so that's clearly not a committed relationship thing. And then, I mean, Evan's going through a lot of stuff, and I'm hesitant on being with him, so I don't know about the whole wooing thing, but I'm more understanding about the actual action.
Well, that's promising, right? Okay.
Is it? I didn't mean for it to be. Just kidding.
So I think we got a pretty clear reason for your first breakup. We all remember the corn maze.
I like really want to go back.
Love me some corn maze.
But the second breakup was a little more confusing. Evan, you mentioned you guys were very young, but Galen, you said you felt blindsided. Is there a more fleshed out reason for the split?
I just realized what a little shit he was. Like, he was just like so selfish and young and like not ready for any sort of like serious relationship that as serious as like a high school relationship can be.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That kind of like.
So we can collectively agree Evan was a little shit.
He currently is also, if we all want to agree to that, currently a big shit now.
Now, you guys were apart for 10 years and obviously dated other people. Let's talk about that.
I knew the one girl in high school he dated. And I know all about her. And then I obviously know about his soon-to-be ex-wife. I was surprised that he knew about both of my serious relationships.
Facebook is pretty useful. Facebook and Insta and a little bit of stalking. Goes a long way.
Keeping tabs.
I don't know why. I just always felt drawn to know more about her.
Galen, did you also do some stalking?
Oh, heck yeah, I did. It was so hard to stalk him because he didn't have me like as a friend on anything. But then it was kind of easy to stalk him because my mom's like the CIA. She always knows like everything about everyone.
Evan, why didn't you accept her friend request on social media?
My soon-to-be ex-wife is a very, very jealous person. Just me talking to my first girlfriend would have made her blind with rage.
Was there something there with your ex-wife or your soon-to-be ex-wife where she kind of knew that you had still had feelings for Galen?
Yeah, I think maybe. She probably could infer just by the way I would talk about her.
So do you believe you two are meant for each other?
Right now I'm grumpy, so I'm going to go with a jaded viewpoint. But I would have said yes.
I think when we first started talking again, it was uncanny how similar about things we felt and how easy it was to talk and to be around each other, even though we had been apart from basically almost any contact. And there we were, just basically as though no time had passed.
Yeah, it does seem a little magnetized in a way that we're just like constantly being drawn to each other. It's a struggle for me because I think the whole idea of like meant to be is very romantic and very like powerful. And I'm a huge romantic, but also a pessimist. I just don't feel like the fights that we have would be happening to people who are meant to be.
What do you think about each other that drags you to each other? Like, what are the qualities? Is it memory? Is it history? Is it like specific things about each other that bring you back to each other every time?
I think some of it is like undetectable stuff. I think Evan mentioned it a lot in his talk about how we were each other's first in like a lot of things. So we have this strong connection. And so history plays a big factor in it, I'm assuming. There's not one outstanding quality of Evan that I'm drawn to. It's just like his entire essence, like just has like the right frequency or vibration that like links up perfectly with me. Sometimes when he's not being a shithead.
We taught each other how to love. And we also definitely have like a strange magnetism that can't really be accounted for, like Galen said. It feels like it was a missed opportunity then because of how young we were. It feels like it should have been different and that it could be also.
Okay, but like if you feel that way, then why would you go hook up with another person? Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, the only answer is I'm a dumbass and I have no good answer. Irresponsible, unintelligent.
I've never called you unintelligent. The irresponsible is right on the money, though.
I definitely have insecurities and about Galen and whether or not she actually wants to be with me.
I think, Evan, you have a lot of things that you need to figure out before the stars are going to align. And I think this time we were just trying to like force it again.
Galen, you also mentioned you were interested in applying for The Bachelor. Do you think that has anything to do with the problems you're currently facing? And Evan, how does it make you feel?
I do think that caused this issue that we're having right now.
Yeah, that's definitely it. I think that anybody that is going to go on TV and basically prostrate themselves to somebody who's a nobody and prostrate yourself to them just for the sake of television and then hope to find love out of it, that's completely misguided. And there's so many other things that are totally wrong with that show. Just the worst people.
You never actually watched it, though.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. Ben Higgins was amazing. Let me tell you something. It's not like I can do any worse.
I don't want you to go on that show. But the thing is, like, I also feel like a dumbass just for saying that because neither of us had fully committed to each other. So why would you have any reservations about going on a show when you weren't committed to somebody?
I mean, by that same standard, though, would that excuse at least somewhat hooking up with someone else?
Right. That's the problem I'm running into right now. You can't have your cake and eat it too, I guess. I mean, I am resisting commitment, and that doesn't help into insecurity issues that someone who's... I mean, can I just say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I think it doesn't play in well not committing when the person you just did commit your life to just left.
Yeah, of course. I spent the better part of 7 years with somebody and then she just left seemingly unexpectedly. And for good or for bad, it seems like every time that anything has ever happened to me, the only person that I can think of to go to is Galen. And she was there waiting with open arms.
So do you think you're ready for another relationship so quickly?
I hope so, but I don't know. Because it is what I want. I want another shot. I want to be with Galen.
Evan, you said that Galen is the first person you turn to when things get hard. I mean, do you have a similar relationship with Evan? Do you feel like you can turn to him when things are difficult?
No, but I see that he does that with me. He'll, like, shut me out. Like, he's been able to come to me anytime he has a hard time. And I'm, like he said, there with open arms. And anytime I go to him at all, or at least try to, it's like the lights are turned off and they're pretending they're not home.
She's not lying. In the past 7 years, I made a concerted effort to not only not show emotions, but to be almost like proactive against it, because in my mind, I was trying to be a good husband. Worked out nicely, right?
Sorry, that's funny.
If I gave an inch with Galen, I would give up a mile, and the floodgates would be open just like they are right now.
I don't know. Breakups suck, and we did like a reverse thing where we came into the podcast almost together, and now you've seen our breakup. Like round three, I guess.
So is there any hope for a round four?
I've always been under the thought process that if you love someone, you never stop loving them, no matter what.
Fingers crossed. Thanks to Evan and Galen for sharing their story on the X Games. A special thanks to Pierre Bien-Aimé and Anna Parsons, our producers. Join us next time for another deep dive into a love story and it's not so happily ever after. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, the Acast app, or anywhere you find your podcasts. But the X Games is more than just a podcast. You can check it all out on EliteDaily.com.